Thank you. I am going to be presenting on the state of free drinking water access and quality in 6 school districts in Washington State. So our work on free drinking water access was part of a comprehensive school beverage inventory that was conducted in 40 secondary schools in 6 school districts. And these were all low-income school districts that were participating in Communities Putting Prevention to Work projects in King County, Washington. For our free water assessment, the key aims were to assess student access to free, quality drinking water throughout the school, and in particular in the cafeteria during lunchtime. We wanted to be able to provide school district stakeholders with this information to help them comply with the new federal school nutrition standards for access to water during lunch. We had teams of 2 data collectors that were trained to conduct the beverage inventories at each school. All data were collected using the school beverage inventory tool, which was adapted from the beverage audit protocol developed by the Health Prevention Research Center at the Harvard School of Public Health. The beverage inventory tool is comprised of 2 sections, a beverage sales assessment, which assessed student exposure to competitive beverages in the schools, and then the free water assessment. The free water assessment section of the inventory tool contained a data template for collecting the number and location of water fountains, water coolers, hydration stations, and other sources of free water at each school. It also included a quality measures for both the water and the free water access points. The water quality measures we used were water flow, which was measured as the time it took to fill a 3-ounce vial with water from each water access point, the temperature of the water, and the water clarity, smell, and color, which was assessed by comparison to a reference sample of water using a 3-point scale. Data collectors also noted the appearance of each water access point and recorded the presence of anything in or on the water access point, such as trash, hair, gum, food, stains, mold, or mildew. And the total number of non-functioning access points were also recorded. This table shows the total number and type of schools that were inventoried in each of the 6 districts. The school districts are listed in the column on the left, and all the school district names are confidential. Data were reported using those codes that you see, school district A, B, C, D, E, or F. 21 middle schools and 19 high schools were inventoried for a total of 40 schools. We collected demographic data at each school, including total student enrollment, percent of non-white students, and percent of free and reduced lunch participation. All of the school-level data we collected were rolled up into district-level analysis, so the results that I'll be reporting on are generally going to be at the district level. The number and type of free water access points in high schools and middle schools were analyzed using student access, which is a measure of the number of free water access points per student enrolled and was calculated by dividing the number of free water access points by the number of students multiplied by 1,000. And this type of analysis allowed us to compare the access to free water across these school districts that had very different population sizes. So looking at our results in terms of the location of free water access points, we found that hallways were the most common location and gymnasiums were the second most common location. We found free water access points in a variety of other locations throughout the schools, and notably, only 2 schools had water access points located outside near their athletic fields or play areas. Looking at free water access in the cafeteria, only 20 of the 40 schools had functioning free water access in their cafeteria. In terms of the types of free water access points we saw in cafeterias, 19 were water fountains, 3 were hydration stations or bottle fillers, 1 was a water cooler, and 1 other source of water was one of those metal, big metal coffee urns that was filled with water and had cups provided. This figure shows student access to free water in high schools by district. Student access is on the y-axis, and again, that's the number of free water access points per student enrollment multiplied by 1,000. And the 6 school districts are aligned along the x-axis. For each district, the water access points that were non-functioning, shown in red, were subtracted to give the total functioning free water access points shown in blue. The orange bars indicate the water fountains, and you can see from this figure that those were, like Anisha found, the most common type of free water access points in the high schools. Compared to the other sources which we looked at, which were water coolers shown in green, hydration stations in purple, and other sources in yellow. Across the six districts, access to free water in high schools range from 6 to 16 access points per 1,000 students. This figure shows student access to free water in middle schools by district. Again, student access is on the y-axis, and each of the six school districts is along the x-axis. And you can see that, again, like we saw in the high schools, the orange bars indicating water fountains show that that was the most common type of free water access point in the middle schools as well. Across the six districts, access to free water in the middle schools ranged from 10 to nearly 21 access points per 1,000 students. So we saw, on average, greater access to free water in the middle schools as compared to the high schools. Looking at our water quality measures, for flow, we found that 60% of all free water access points in both high schools and middle schools had a medium rate of flow, which was defined as taking between 3 to 6 seconds to fill a 3-ounce vial with water. 3% of access points had a slow flow, which means it took more than 6 seconds to fill that 3-ounce vial with water. There is very little difference in flow rates found between the high schools and the middle schools. Looking at water temperature, only 14% of all the free water access points dispensed water that was 15 degrees Celsius or colder. And this is important because we know from water consumption studies that water at 15 degrees Celsius or colder is preferred and tends to be consumed at higher rates. The warmest samples of water we collected from the schools were between 20 and 26 degrees Celsius, which is roughly room temperature. Looking at water clarity, smell, and color, we found that smell was the most common of these three issues. However, only 5% of all the water access points dispensed water that had some smell compared to our reference sample of water. Almost all of the water samples we collected were clear, and less than 1% of them were rated as slightly cloudy. None of the water samples we collected were discolored. This figure shows the number of free water access points along the y-axis that have an unappealing appearance, indicated by the orange bars, compared to the total number of water access points indicated by the blue bars. And this is arranged by district and school type along the x-axis. In both the high schools and middle schools, the most frequent type of appearance issue recorded were water access points that looked stained, dirty, or rusty, or had what appeared to be slime, mildew, or mold on them. The next most frequent type of comment were water access points that had trash, food, hair, or gum in them, followed by comments about slow or clogged drains. Overall, nearly 72% of all access points in the high schools or middle schools had some type of unappealing appearance issue. So in general, we found that free water access was quite varied, ranging from a low of 6 access points in the high schools to a high of nearly 21 access points in the middle schools. And although there's no universally agreed upon optimal number of free water access points in the schools, we do know that ease of access to free water is associated with increased consumption. I should note, too, that none of these districts were in violation of the Washington State Plumbing Code, which essentially requires 2 access points per 1,000 students. The first 150 students need 1 fountain, and then the next 500 need 1. So they're all within that range. But we do encourage that districts that have the lower access to free water to encourage consumption by increasing availability on campus. And the findings of this study are consistent with other studies that have found warm water with bad taste or smell and unappealing free water access points to be prevalent in schools. So we encourage districts that have these unappealing sources to target them with additional maintenance, more frequent cleaning, or replace them. So the limitations of the study include the fact that we didn't include any consumption data, so we can't make associations between our water quality and access data and student drinking water consumption. We will be conducting additional analysis this year using this data in conjunction with sugar-sweetened beverage consumption data from the Washington Healthy Youth Survey. Thank you. Thank you.